Hey, Don, did you hear that scientists have found the first warm-blooded fish species? Opas live up to 1,000 feet beneath the ocean's surface in very cold and dimly lit waters. They're reddish-orange with white speckles, and some species can grow as large as 6 feet in length and 600 pounds.
Is this a fish story, IL?
I suppose it sounds like one, Don. Very little is known about opas because they live so deep in the ocean and are rarely caught. Scientists did know they were predators that ate squid, krill, and small fish. They wondered how opas could catch such fast-moving prey, but they didn't expect that warm-blooded metabolism would be the reason for their hunting success.
Aren't there other warm-blooded fish?
Some sharks and tuna have what's known as regional endothermy, or limited warm-bloodedness. It allows them to stay active in colder depths. But opas are unlike all other fish we've studied.
Are scientists sure they're warm-blooded?
NOAA fisheries biologists discovered that opas had unusual gill tissue. The blood vessels carrying warm blood into the fish's gills wind around those carrying cold blood back to the body core. Engineers call this a countercurrent heat exchange.
So the fish don't lose as much body heat into the cold water from their gills.
Exactly. They also found that opas constantly flap their fins, which generates body heat. Temperature measurements found that they were able to stay about 41 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the surrounding chilly waters.
That's not very warm compared to humans' 98 degrees.
No, but it gives them a competitive edge as hunters, which is all that matters.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are thousands more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.